Okay, so due to a Microsoft Outlook error, it helpfully sent the often emailed Ben Matthews to my junk mail folder to get lost amidst porn spam. That was brilliant. I was too late to get my five themes for the next decade into his Charity Comms 2020 project. All the more embarrassing as I'm on the board of Charity Comms, but there we go. Next time we'll use Twitter and Gmail and Google Wave and anything but Microsoft Outlook to correspond. If you Google Charity Comms 2020 or stick it into SlideShare, you'll see the crowdsourced slide. I'm very good at it is too, but I thought I'd put my two penneth in. Mine's going to appear in the next version, but I thought I'd list them here too. I think they're a mix of healthy realism with a bit of an optimistic edge to them. So first one, major national charities as we know them will not exist in the same form. The democratisation of brand, the crowdsourcing of effort and the devolution to the micro-local will negate the need for 20th century models of charity as we know them. The second one, the internet will be radically different. Everybody kind of susses this. We will have amorphous and ubiquitous media that will make today's social media look like the game Pong. Charities will harness micro-volunteering as it is now seamlessly. And the big society, not quite as the coalition, envisage it, I bet. It will be woven into the fabric of our everyday lives. Third prediction, a wave of scalps. There will be real tests and fallout for reputation managers and communicators as charities and NGOs' expenses and administration costs are wrung through the media, similar to the way that MPs in the UK have been recently. There will be savage accountability, and I think the government are going to step into the Charity Commission's territory to enforce stricter transparency and communication. Fourth prediction, co-production will finally be widely understood and adopted. Where we've seen pockets of user-led participation in the third sector, I think it will be viewed as primitive in the future to not have service users involved in every stage of conception, planning, communication and delivery. This will affect communications and marketing that rely on expressing pity and kind of this paternalistic model that we see today, often in charity comms. Last prediction, as a product of both heightened transparency and co-production, I think charities will use the cloud increasingly, and service provision will be delivered with even less requirement for bricks and mortar buildings. Fundraising will be largely crowdsourced, with less ownership from grant providers and major donors. And that's it. So watch this space. I could be entirely proved wrong, but those are my predictions.